are back.
It's 8:07. Got a little bit of sunshine going on here. Turning out to be a really nice morning. 42 degrees. Happy Cinco de Mayo on this May the 5th. My name is Dablo. This is the morning show. Thank you very much waking up with us this morning. We are talking a lot of baseball today. I got my good buddy Mark Seba in. We're going to be talking your Uncle Roger Maris later on here this morning. And good stories there. Janet Gageland in. Talk Wahpeton history and baseball.
Yes.
We've been talking about baseball like the past, what, month or so?
This will be week four, yeah.
Okay. And because there's so much of it.
There is, yeah.
And now today we're talking Babe Ruth.
Just like I said, there's so many layers of it. You have the adults playing, the amateur, and you know the twin town type leagues, and the county, and then you get down to the college, and then the high school with the American Legion. Now we're getting to Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
Yep.
All so right.
We've got some good history with Babe Ruth coming from Wahpeton.
Mm-hmm.
We won the state championship 3 years in a row, unprecedented.
Nope. When was that?
57, 58, 59.
Okay.
So I'm going to share a few names with you.
Absolutely.
In 1957, the state tournament was held in Milo, North Dakota.
Where is Milo, North Dakota?
You know, I thought that too. So I looked it up. It's way up in Rolette County.
Okay.
And a powerhouse for Babe Ruth baseball back in the day.
I thought I'd heard of every town in North Dakota, but that's a new one.
Well, I think the present population is like 21,
mm-hmm.
so it's not real big anymore.
But it was then.
It was then, yes. And our Babe Ruth team was made up of all-stars. I think we had four or six Babe Ruth teams, and then they got together and made one team that went to the state tournament, which was what every other town did too.
Right.
You know, so we had a state tournament team made up of all-stars. Bob Haller was the coach, along with Heb Diederich and Jim Johnson, I think. They beat South Benson County 10-6 in the title game.
Okay.
And, yeah. So then they went on to the regional, which was held in, it was held in Missouri.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
They got, they're putting on some miles already.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So some of the members of that team, we had Gary Roseth, Frank Fink, Terry Torgenrud, Roger Jensen, Danny Harwood, Bill Sturtevant, Woody Casper, Mike Rickles, Jimmy Hinchin, Roger Warner, Daryl Raftavold, Paul Malloy, Ted Crump, and Greg Lehman.
There come the names.
Yep.
I love that.
Well, you know, and that's just history. And I hope if they're listening, they're like, yeah, I remember that, you know. So when you're putting together a team of all-stars, you kind of get a lot of good players at the same position. But according to a letter to the editor, they did a good job of sharing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice.
That is nice.
Yep. So then we go into 1958. We hosted that year, we ended up in the championship game against Rugby. And Rugby was the smallest team in the tournament, but played some sparkling baseball.
I love the way they wrote.
Yep,
that,
and that
they
made
were
it a favorite
then.
Of the spectators, but sure. We beat them 10-0. And we had a parade again.
Again? Every time we won something, we had a parade.
We had a parade before it started. So all of the teams went down Dakota Avenue. They had a a queen and attendance, mm-hmm. and the whole deal.
Wow.
So, yeah. They went to St. Paul, I believe, that year for the regional. And I can't ever find anything about how they did. It seemed like that, school started and the whole thing dropped.
Yeah,
off
that just
kind of
disappeared,
earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But some members of that team from 1958, Ted Crump was back. Gary Roseth, Paul Malloy, Jim Hinchin, Roger Jensen, Roger Warner, Bill Sturtevant, Ron Spurl, new one out there, Greg Lehman, Woody Caspers, Keith Sandera, Daryl Raftavold, Mike Rickles, Jim Norgard, and Jack Hill.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love hearing those names.
Yeah, I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, and then they went to St. Paul, and they went by car.
Of course.
they traveled by car and
they didn't send them down on the train.
No, they didn't send them on. You know. But you know what? KBMW was there broadcasting regional games.
And yeah.
So George Kaufman then went along a few times on these trips.
I bet he did because he was such a baseball fanatic.
Was he?
He loved baseball, yeah.
I don't know if his kids played baseball or not, but
I'm sure maybe one of the three did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, he's mentioned too, as well as, you know, the Bob Haller and Harold Diedrich coaches. They were just, you know, the mainstay of the teams. So we go back or move ahead then to 1959, and we won the state title. This time, Valley City was the host. We beat Grand Forks Central 10, or just Grand Forks, 10-3. Mm-hmm. So we're stuck on 10,
yeah.
You know. And the win marked the first time in the history of Babe Ruth baseball throughout the nation that any team has annexed state crowns for three consecutive years.
In the entire country.
That's
what
it
says.
We
had that distinction.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, how cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to have some names.
Yep.
All right, here's some new ones. Mike Patotke, Harry Sparrow, Teddy Crump, Daryl Raftevold, Ryland Severson, John Norgard, and Roger Brand. Some new ones there. Jack Warner, Greg Lehman, Jim Norgard, Woody Caspers, Mike Rickles, and Dave Raftevold.
Okay.
So we got a couple new players out there. It was pretty good. We also, again, have the KBMW being there.
Mm-hmm.
In 1992, they started the Babe Ruth State Hall of Fame, and we have some people there from who were inducted into that. Bob Haller, 1997. Wendell Langendorfer.
Wendell,
yeah.
Really?
He accompanied the team a couple times,
okay.
I think, back in 1957. I didn't know if he was there as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Well, that surprises me.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was surprised too that Wendell, but Wendell may be representing the park. Who
that
knows?
Could be. That could yeah. be. Yeah.
I don't know. And then in 2016, Wayne Beyer.
Of course.
Yeah. And we have a few others from the county that are also part of the Babe Ruth Hall of Fame. Not maybe as players, but more as coaches and supporters.
Right.
And then if you jump ahead to 2020, we had our, you know, Babe Ruth champion that year. And they went to the region as well. So it's been good.
It's been good. Really good. And again, take me back and follow up with me. When did Babe Ruth first start? Or when do your records show that it first got going here?
For here,
mm-hmm.
We have Babe Ruth as long as we've had summer programs.
Okay.
You know,
so that goes back
Yeah,
decades.
Bob Haller with the summer programs mm-hmm. at Babe Ruth teams. But we never got an all-star team that won the state championships.
Well, so. And then 3 years running.
Yes.
Back to back. I'm loving that.
Yeah, that's great, isn't
and
it?
And again, like the names.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got to cover? We got some time here.
Well, you know, we've been kind of talking about everybody else but ourselves. So,
yeah.
You know, I said, well, what was your Sandlot like?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So go ahead, Bill.
T-ball over in Breckenridge. That's what got us started for me. And mm-hmm. I stuck with the baseball program over there like 3 or 4 years.
Sure.
Yeah. And then I got into football and basketball. So mm-hmm. that kind of took over. But
right.
Breckenridge T-ball. Was kind of my Sandlot moment too.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, then they have midgets and peewees, and now they have Cal Ripken. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's just so many levels of it. But
how about you?
Well, that was in the backyard. You know, we had a neighborhood where many, many families had many, many kids, and so they kind of got together in our yard, and so we would have an ongoing game. It was like a piece of cardboard over here was first base, and a tree was second base.
You improvised, yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we went over to the Indian School field because it was the summer and there were no students there. So we got to have some bases that were farther apart. And whoever had a bat brought a bat,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if you had a glove, you brought that. And so you change places coming in. And, oh, you don't have a glove? Here, take mine. You know, so you only needed half. Except for me, I was left-handed. I still am.
Okay.
And nobody ever had that kind of. So I had to take a right-handed glove and turn it upside down.
Okay, how did that work
Yeah,
for
it was
you?
Not so good.
Yeah, probably not.
It was tough. But no one ever struck out, you know. You kind of lobbed some pitches in there, and
mm-hmm.
you just hoped everybody would hit it and get a chance to run the bases. If they were, you know, really bad, then
right.
you kind of said, well, you've had enough. You know, so somebody else can be up. Many times you had to supply the batting team had to supply the catcher,
mm-hmm.
you know. But we just had a lot of fun. It was an ongoing game, never really ended.
Yeah.
Just picked up the next day where we left off.
Best parts of growing up here.
Absolutely.
I think, you know.
Yeah.
And
it was great.
2 years running in T-ball, I know I won bats at the end of the year.
Oh, really?
That was kind of like the top hitters.
Yep.
Got the bats,
because mm-hmm.
by the end of the T-ball season, they
cool.
just you know, handed those out. So,
well, you know, we didn't start women's softball here until 1967 when we first organized.
Boy, did that was that a big deal back then. There was a lot of interest in that.
But, you know, I when I was reading some of the old newspapers in the 50s, they did have women's softball, but they maybe didn't have very many teams. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was just like whoever showed up played.
Sure.
I don't know. They didn't really have any league kind of thing, but I was surprised by that.
Well, that grew. That,
oh, yes.
That definitely grew, because I remember that when I was a kid, too, because my mom worked at St. Francis Hospital, and St. Francis had a women's softball team.
Yeah, they did.
And I think Corner Drug was the team to beat back then.
We were.
You played for them.
Oh, yes, many years, many years,
And, yeah, everybody had Corner Drug in their sights. It's like that's the team to go after.
Yeah. Yeah, we were.
You did. You had kind of had a dynasty going there for
a
while.
Yeah, several years, state champions and regions and
good stuff.
We had a lot of fun, though. You know, I mean, it was different. Families were bringing all their kids and, you know, moms were playing softball and babysitting at the same time.
Absolutely. You
know? So it was fun.
It was fun. Just thinking back on it, everybody having a good time. Janet, thanks so much for stopping by.
Yep,
I love
it.
Are you going to be back next week?
You know, I don't know. It's going to get kind of nice out. We're going to get pretty busy at the cemetery, so I'm not sure. It might be a hit and miss.
Okay. Well, let me know.
I'll be around.
Drop me an email if you because you're going to go. You'd like digging through things.
Well, yes.
Just when I think, you know, Janet's like, hey, I found this. It's like, well, come back. Let's talk about it.
Sure.
Janet, always great to have you in here. It's 818 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is Kelly from Farm City Supply. Green grass is finally here, and with that comes lawn mowing season. We carry gas-powered mowers from Troy-Bilt. Walk-behind lawn tractors and zero-turn riding mowers are all available. If you're interested in the convenience of battery-powered lawn equipment, stop in and check out Eagle Power Plus. We have push-type and self-propelled lawnmowers, and we even have a